The Point. Hello, it's Mike Robb, and welcome to The Point, where all parts of pop culture come together. In a season that had a lot of failures, Grimm is a success story for NBC and for the fantasy genre as well. I talked to star David Giantoli about what lies ahead for this year and the upcoming third season. Plus, what's flying off the shelves in the bookstores? Who is going to be the Black Panther? Let's get to The Point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
In a season with not too many success stories for the network, NBC can proudly point to Grimm. Now winding up its second season and already renewed for a 22-episode third run on the network, I sat down with series star David Giantoli to talk about the show and where things are going for the rest of this year and in the future. One of the things we talked about was the fact that the role on the show gives him a chance to play a variety of genres, from action to comedy. And how does he like that?
Well, I do appreciate the variety. Though I will say it is a dark show, and I really love when we get a squeeze in some more comedic elements. Every now and then, we'll have a more comedic episode, one of which would have aired maybe 3 weeks ago. We had a Ziga Volk lawyer charming the entire jury, and Rosalie was on the jury, and Sergeant Wu was testifying, and he changed his testimony. There were a lot of many great comedians in that. So I'd say the comedy is something I like squeezing in there.
Without spoiling anything for those of you that are catching up, there's been a lot of changes in the show over this season. Has any of that really shocked David?
That's a good question. It does not surprise. Nothing really surprises me on Grimm. Our writers are not afraid to go anywhere. So nothing really surprises me. I want to speak especially to the relationship between the captain and Nick. I wanted to make sure that even though we are working together, I'm not too easy with him. Our friend, I wouldn't call it a friendship. I wouldn't call it pals. We wouldn't go out and eat together. I think we more or less have a common enemy. I always like to think when I'm working with the captain, I always think about that picture from World War II where, like, Stalin and FDR were sitting next to each other with Churchill. And you're like, how did Stalin get there? But they just had a common enemy. And so we're working, you know, tentatively together. He did, after all, try to kill my aunt. So as far as Juliet goes, you know, I think we're going to be seeing us kind of patching things up, turning things around a bit. And I'm sure that in grim fashion, they'll find some way to make that as difficult as humanly possible.
So with an odd season run that began last August and even a couple of changes on the schedule, how's this show become so successful?
A successful television show is a mystery how to make it, but there have to be certain components. We have writers and creators who are seasoned and excited, and that's a really great combination. They know what they're doing. They have found the sweet spot. David Greenwald, you know, has this gallows humor about him, as does Jim Kelf, our two main writers, executive producers. And they balance this story well with a lot of darkness and a little bit of levity. And, you know, there's some very lovable characters. And that's what it takes. They just know their stuff.
I asked David if he could talk about anything coming up the rest of this year or in season three.
I have not received any nuggets of what's to come as far as Nick's supernatural powers. At the end of season one, I did get some info that they wanted to turn me more into a hero with supernatural abilities, but I did not ask what they were, and I just kind of found out a month before the viewer did. I would imagine going forward, we're going to revisit some of what we kind of teased with my superhuman hearing and ability to fight fruit with a bat.
I've got more with David Giantoli and Grimm coming up. In the meantime, new episodes now every Tuesday following The Voice. And, of course, plenty to see, too, at NBC.com.
The Point Radio.
For the weekend, let's check the very latest in pop culture. So what's the casual comic fan rating? Those that go into the bookstores rather than in comic stores to grab things, usually in a graphic novel format. Well, according to BookScan, here's the top 10 best-selling graphic novels for the month of April. And again, these are in bookstores. Interesting choices here, starting at number 10 with The Walking Dead Volume 2. By the way, get ready for a trend. At number 9, Walking Dead Volume 17. At number 8, The Walking Dead Book 1, the hardcover. Number 7, Naruto Volume 60 from Viz. At number 6, Batman Volume 2, The City of the Owls hardcover. At number 5, The Walking Dead Volume 1 hardcover, different from Book 1. At number 4, Sailor Moon Volume 10. At number 3, Avatar, The Last Airbender, The Search Part 1 from Dark Horse. And at numbers 1 and 2, at number 2, The Walking Dead Compendium Volume 2. And number 1, The Walking Dead Compendium Volume 1. Your Marvel movie rumor of the week involves Black Panther and the surge of Marvel's allegedly been having for someone to fill that role. And the latest name who apparently is in the lead position, Chad Boseman from 42. Not a lot of backup to make this true or untrue, but again, the Latina review seems to be going with it. And their track record of being right seems fairly decent the past couple of months. September seems to be the official month for change and celebration in some ways for DC's New 52. And it looks like plans this year are to hand everything over to the villains, with a number of those characters taking over titles for the month with brand new number ones. For example, the rumors are that Batman will be taken over with a Riddler number one, Batgirl with a Ventriloquist number one, and JLA with a Crime Syndicate number one, although all these plans are not yet finalized. Another part of the puzzle will be which titles DC decides to house clean at that time, as they seem to usually do in September. There's a couple of lower-selling titles on the list that are more than likely marked for cancellation. All this will be revealed more with DC and with news on the way more than likely in the next couple of weeks. The story of Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen is headed to the big screen, and the material used will be the book written by his daughter, Candace, a few years back called Knocking Wood. And more interestingly enough, the upcoming feature film will be told from the perspective of Charlie McCarthy, the dummy that, of course, was partnered with Bergen for his years in show business. Right now, everything else that's known is that Candace will co-produce the feature film with some other Hollywood big names, and it should be set to head into production sometime over the next couple of years. In case you haven't heard, ratings are soaring for Game of Thrones, another record with the latest episode, and when you put it all together, there were 13.4 million viewers when you combine the HBO showings, DVR recordings, HBO Go, and On Demand, too. This puts Game of Thrones ahead of the former number one ratings grabber for HBO. And with True Blood, the latest Game of Thrones topped any 2012 episode of that series. By the way, True Blood is back on HBO on June 16th.
The Point.
That's a wrap on the podcast. You know we come back every couple of days, and you find us on sites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and in the iTunes podcast directory. In the meantime, though, there's plenty of pop culture for us to share. We do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Get the Point Radio. Listen for free right now on your desktop, or if you want to take us along on your iPhone or your iPad, there's an app in the iTunes App Store under Pop Culture and the Point. And for the Droid and the BlackBerry, just listen to us with an app called TuneIn. That's free as well. Social media, we got that covered. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook for The Point. And, of course, just plan to be back here in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.